All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard. I hope you had a good weekend. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington here on this Monday, March 19th, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, courtesy of my sponsor, and I'm proud to have this sponsor as a sponsor, Headache Stay Gone, the all-natural cure for headaches. Folks, it works. I keep telling you that. You've got to check Headache Stay Gone out for yourself. Later in this hour, I'm going to give you their number, so get your pen and paper handy. Also going to give you some information about a book that you may want to check out and a very important internet website that you need to be familiar with. So get your pen and paper handy. I'm going to tell you where you can get Headache Stay Gone, or even if you don't want to call them right now, you can check their spot out on the internet at headachestaygone.com and get more information about this remarkable product, which works. Okay, folks, we do have a guest here tonight. He's going to be with us very shortly. It's a continuation of our program on Friday night. Our guest, of course, is Mark Glenn, the author of the book No Beauty in the Beast. And, of course, you can also check him out on the internet, and I'm going to give you his internet website when we come back. Mark is also now a regular contributor to American Free Press, and I'll tell you where you can check American Free Press out on the internet. Well, folks, I do have to comment on something that rather shocked me here this evening. I was told, and then I checked it out for myself, that Ellen Mariani, the 911 widow who is very highly regarded in patriot circles for her efforts to help bring out the truth about 911, Ellen Mariani now joins a growing list of good people who have been attacked, maliciously attacked, and accused of being Zionist agents by Eric Hufschmidt, Daryl Bradford Smith, and Christopher Boleyn. The list goes on and on, folks, but absolutely outrageous. The idea that they would now post the suggestion that Ellen Mariani is possibly a Zionist agent. Well, this, of course, is nothing new. I'm a Zionist agent, according to them. Mark Glenn's a Zionist agent. Frederick Tobin, Ernst Zundel, Germar Rudolph, David Duke. The list goes on and on, folks. You know what I mean? But now Ellen Mariani. I only ever met Ellen Mariani once, ladies and gentlemen. Seems like a very nice lady. She spoke at the American Free Press Conference. But now she's a victim of these three joy boys and their big bad mama, Helya Caskell Boleyn. You know, let me be candid. There's something odd, even sensual, about the strange interplay between Boleyn and his wife, Helya Brand Caskell, and their partners in crime. You know, Hufschmidt whispers gently in Boleyn's ear, directing his every action, directing his every move, dictating his every story. Really weird, folks. Very, very strange group of people. Perverse, indeed. Now, they're victimizing Ellen Mariani. Well, back to Mark Glenn and the subject of discussion, which just happens to be Zionism. Stay tuned, folks.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Before the break, talking about the felonious assault on Ellen Mariani. Very nice lady. More garbage from the DiGuello gang. They really should be jailed. Well, you know who should also be jailed, ladies and gentlemen? These big shot Zionists who've gotten the United States into the war in Iraq, and now they're trying to get us into the war in a war in Iran. Well, our guest here tonight, as far as I'm concerned, is probably one of the real experts from a variety of standpoints about the problem of Zionism. And the problem with Zionism, folks, is that it affects America's day-to-day life. It affects America's future. And so few people understand either Zionism or the problem that it faces, the problem that it represents to America. But one person who does understand that is Mark Glenn. Mark, welcome back to the show.
Supreme Allied Commander of Resistance Forces.
I'd like to think that I am in some way, but I'll tell you what, these days I'm lucky to get out of bed in the morning. And, well, Mark, last Friday before this past weekend, that is, a couple days ago, we were talking about this concept, basically, to summarize it all, of the fact that Zionism, as a political arm of Judaism, and that's precisely what it is, Zionism is a political arm of a particularly fanatic and rancid version of Judaism.
Yes.
And it goes well beyond the concept of a Jewish state. It's an international force. It's a force that's gained great power here in the United States. and it doesn't show any signs of letting go. It's like a dog with a bone, except dogs are rather nice animals compared to this creature we know of as Zionism. And we had a few calls lining up last week from people who wanted to get into the discussion. I'd like to open up the phones right now to anyone who wants to call in and ask you questions about your own writings. And your writings can be found not only in American Free Press, but also at crescentandcross.com. And Crescent is spelled C-R-E-S-C-E-N-T. crescentandcross.com. Did I spell Crescent right?
I believe you did.
That's a good question, isn't it? But we'll have a lot more to discuss, because this is a subject, it's of enduring interest to our listeners who are very well versed in these matters, and it's something that is relevant, because anything that causes wars is certainly relevant. So let's go to our first caller here. I believe we've got none other than Jim from Texas. Jim, come on up.
Jim from Texas. Hello, Mike and Mark.
Hello, Jim.
Are you with me? Mark, congratulations on your latest column that I've read, which was something like an offer you can't refuse on your website. A brilliant column.
Well, thank you.
I recommend that everybody read this. I mean, it's absolutely brilliant. I don't know.
I keep waiting to get an email from you. I keep hearing you on the radio, and you're very kind in your words of me, and I keep thinking, now, where is Jim on the Internet?
Well, I'm sitting here listening, and I'm a retired fellow, and I've been aware of this situation for probably since 1960 or possibly even earlier of what actually goes on in the world. I learned it on my own, because you can never learn it from going to a university of any type whatsoever, as Mike can testify to. If you're a student of history, the last thing you want to do is enroll in a university in a history program, because you're not going to learn anything. You have to do it on your own. So I assume Mike will agree with me.
I would agree with that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so that's how I came to the conclusions I came to. You have to do it on your own, and it's a long process. Since the advent of the Internet, it's been much easier. Before, you had to scrounge around on your own and go to libraries and look up books that nobody else ever heard of, or just stumble across a book now and then. It would give you a clue what was going on. Whereas now, if you got the insight, you can go on the Internet and find it all out. But anyway, as far as you and Mike and your problem with these people like the Huff Schmidts and Daryl Bradford Smith and all these other people with their wild theories and all, they're accusing everybody of everything. That's typical Jewish argument of, I'll accuse everybody of everything and something might stick. And that's the way they operate. So, and I read Huff Schmidt. I read them every day that I can find them, that every day they're online, because I read everything on both sides, as I've told Mike before, because the only way you ever know anything is to read both sides. You cannot read one side and know anything. If we read one side and know anything, we'd all still belong to the Flat Earth Society. So that's the way I look at it.
You know,
you have to read both sides.
Mark and Jim, that comes back to what I've said here many, many times. I know it's the same with Mark, too, that, you know, you can find out so much by reading the literature of the Zionists themselves. A lot of time, it's written in a strange, I don't want to use the word code, because that makes it sound almost mystical, but it's written in a what's the word I'm looking for? It's written in a fashion that's kind of an in-house type of shorthand that you generally become familiar with after you've scoured these newspapers and publications that they put out over a long period of time. After you become pretty familiar with it, but on the other hand, sometimes they're very audacious in actually laying out their agenda. And I think you gave a good example of that the other evening, Mark, when we first started this discussion, that their agenda for world rule, and that's exactly what it is, a new world order. This agenda is very, very carefully thought out and very carefully laid out in their writings and in their publications.
To the point where they don't even really bother to hide it anymore.
Exactly. See, and that's what makes it so interesting. But you know, I was looking in my library this evening here, and there's a very interesting little booklet which has been floating around for years. It was put out by Robert H. Williams. He was a former intelligence officer for the United States Army. And, of course, the Anti-Defamation League went after this guy because they didn't like the idea that a trained intelligence officer would put this information out. But he analyzed a book entitled The Jewish Utopia. And he wrote a summary of that book in his own little booklet, The Ultimate World Order. And essentially, lo and behold, all those years ago, Robert Williams, back in roughly late 1950s, was warning people that this New World Order that people were talking about was, in fact, really the Zionist agenda. And, you know, we've talked about this on the program, Mark, and I know other people have talked about there's so many people who are afraid. Not Jim, of course. Not Jim, no. Who are here with us tonight. But there's so many people who are afraid to say that the New World Order is a Zionist cause, that the New World Order is the Zionist agenda, and vice versa. People are afraid to know your enemy, as Robert Williams once titled it in another book that he wrote, Know Your Enemy.
I believe there was a Rabbi Wise in 1935 that stated that Judaism is communism when he came back from a tour of the Soviet Union, which wasn't exactly widely publicized, but that exactly stated the fact. That is the New World Order. Communism and its different forms, because they can call it anything. Jews they specialize in changing names, including their own, by the way, because they change names more than most people change underwear. I mean, look at Sumner Redstone and Murray Rothstein and Michael Savage and Michael Wiener, and I mean they change names like most people discard yesterday's underwear, so to speak. It's ridiculous, but nobody can see. Nobody reads between the lines. I remember in the early 80s, or it might have been the mid-80s, I read a novel by Arno de Borgrav. I think you know him, Mike.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he wrote a book named Spike, I believe. You know how the liberal media, of course, he blames it on liberals rather than who they actually are. And as far as I'm concerned, Arno might be a kike himself, so to speak. But anyhow, the whole thing was how you can shape news by not printing what you should be printing, and that was the whole emphasis of the book was, you know, what you don't cover is more important than what you do cover,
uh-huh.
And that was the name of the whole emphasis of the book. But I read between the lines when I read that book. Well, you know, this is how they do things. That's
well,
what I gathered from the book.
What it's come down to though now, and I think Mark put his finger on this here, is that at this point now the Zionists have become so emboldened by their extensive influence in the United States through this mechanism of power, through the political action committees and really through the mass media, that they are emboldened, and they feel as though they can be more open about their agenda. And you know, here in Washington, when I open up the Washington Times in particular, which is supposed to be the conservative voice, I continue to be amazed at how audacious the Zionists are in promoting their agenda. It's like virtually every column in the paper will be devoted to the topic, and it becomes obsessive. And this is what amazes me, fellas. They say that I obsess on the topic, and yet these are the guys who are constantly harping about Zionism in Israel. Jim, thanks for your call.
Can I hang on for one more question?
All right, well, you're going to have to hang on, Jim. All right, we are going to the break. This is Michael Collins Piper here with Mark Glenn, and when we come back, with Jim.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267. Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper here with our special guest, Mark Glenn. We are here courtesy of Headaches Day Gone, the all-natural cure for headaches. You know, if you give them a call, they will send you a bottle of 60 capsules, and you can try it out. If you are satisfied with the product, you pay the bill. If you're not satisfied, you send it back. Just take care of the cost of the postage. But I think you will be satisfied. I'm going to give you their 800 number, folks. It's 1-800-327-0727. If you didn't get that now, I'm going to give you that number again later. But I'm going to give it to you again right now. It's 1-800-327-0727. You will be glad you made that call, folks. We have Jim from Texas on board with Mark Glenn and I right at the moment. Jim, you had another question you wanted to fire away with.
It's not really a question. It's more of a statement that you two guys are the greatest team I've ever ran across in the last 5 or 6 or 8 years on the Internet, because you state one thing and it proves true to the other, like your statement about Mark being able to put his finger on the problem. Well, in my opinion, Mark should be known as a little Dutch boy, because he can put his finger right in the problem in the dike, and he does it in all of his columns, and you two guys work very well together, and you should team up and maybe have double columns. I don't know. But you're both great, in my opinion, and you both state it like it is, and Mark has his insight into stating the problem. It's amazing to me.
Well, you know, I'll tell you something, though. I'll tell you something, Jim. You know, I'm not sure.
I'm not coming on your show.
I don't have a show.
I can't take this.
Yeah, you can. You're good, Mark. I'm telling you.
Mark, Mark, you're too humble, Mark. But I tell you something, Jim. I'm not sure the analogy of putting one's finger in the dike is appropriate here, because I tell you something, I'm beginning to think maybe it's time to let the dike break.
Yes.
And let the flood waters come pouring down.
As the old saying goes, bring it on. I'll let you guys go, but I appreciate both your writings, and you got a hell of a show there, Mike.
All right, appreciate that, mm-hmm. Jim. Mark, I heard you chiming in agreement there.
I hate to sound like a defeatist, but you know, sometimes the only way that you can get a people to wake up is to let them find out the hard way. Now, you know, we've been spending a lot of time analyzing this problem. And as far as I'm concerned, the American people, they suffer from, you remember back in the 70s when Patricia Hearst was kidnapped.
Mm-hmm.
And when they finally got hold of her, she had become one of her captors. See, there's this thing in psychology known as the Stockholm Syndrome, where a person who has been kidnapped eventually begins to identify with their kidnappers to the point where they don't want to leave them.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
This is what has happened to the American people. They have become as captives to this agenda, to this Jewish agenda. They don't want to lose it. They don't want to leave it. It's the source of too much of their perceived stability in their society. And so the only way that you're going to be able to break the spell on these people is for something catastrophic to happen.
Well, you know, yes, I agree with you 100%, Mark. I wish I didn't. I wish you were wrong, but you know, this is what I've been saying for a long, long time, that
with them anymore.
Well, no, that's exactly right. You know, it's kind of funny here in the Washington Times today, this horrible Suzanne Fields. She's one of the more fervent Zionists writing in the Washington Times. She is nationally syndicated. She publishes this paean to Professor Bernard Lewis, a British Zionist historian. And she talks about how Bernard Lewis wonders whether there's going to be an Islamicized Europe. Well, now, isn't that interesting? An Islamicized Europe, that's perfectly respectable to use that kind of discussion. Well, I mean, I guess what I wonder, if Suzanne Fields ever wants to write a column about me, she can write a column and say that Mike Piper wonders if we have a Judaized America. And
that's
I'm afraid
right.
We do, frankly. So I if Suzanne Fields is listening, and that's a joke, folks, if Suzanne Fields is listening tonight, I want her to mention that my concern is that we have a Judaized America, that where this philosophy of Zionism, which is the political arm of Judaism, has gained a stranglehold not only on the political process, but on the hearts and minds of so many Americans who aren't even aware of it.
That's right. It's not just a political problem, Mike. I mean, if Israel were wiped out today in whatever fashion, okay, whether it ceased to be a state, whether some miracle took place and all of these supremacists living in Israel decided to just get along with their neighbors or whatever, if it ceased to exist today with the people in power, and by that I mean the people who control our media, our academia, our, you know, all of the things that are the organs of our culture and our society, if they remained in power, we would still have a substantive amount of problem. You see, we would still be a Judaized, Zionized culture.
And that's exactly why, as I say, maybe we need to pull the finger from the dike and let the torrents come flooding in upon us. A lot of people are going to have to drown.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success Team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper, your resident Dutch boy. I am part Dutch, ladies and gentlemen. I am part Dutch, your resident Dutch boy, coming to you from Washington, D.C., here on the Republic Broadcasting Network with our special guest, Mark Glenn. And we are talking about the subject that really does, at this point in our day and age, I think, the subject that matters most. And that is Zionism and its power over the American policymaking process. Mark, we've got a couple callers lined up here who I know would like to talk to you, so I'm going to go ahead and bring them up unless you'd like to make a comment further.
Bring them on, as Jim said.
Bring them on, all right. Our first caller is Bob calling from Washington. Bob, come on up.
Oh, hi, Mark and Mike, how are you?
How you doing, Bob?
Pretty good. I haven't called in quite a while. Mark, by the way, the Stockholm Syndrome previously was known as Bettelheim Syndrome. I think
okay.
You know that.
No, I did not. Thank you.
Well, no, it's not anything like that. It's just it's an extension of World War One. It's flight forward.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a back-and-forth type thing. What I wanted to talk about and you two guys are the right guys to have on. Now, I don't mean this in a negative way or anything, but about 10 months ago, Mike and Christopher Boleyn were on when they were still on speaking terms, and I understand the situation. And I called at that time, and I said that what we need right now is not so much talking and journalism. We need some action, and we need a victory. We really need a victory. And the enemy, our enemy, has given us a victory and on a silver platter almost, and we're just not taking advantage. And it's called World Trade Center 7.
Mm-hmm.
It's such an obvious controlled demolition that you don't need to be an engineer or anything special in that regard. You just need to have some common sense. Take a look at the picture. and Larry Silverstein, you know, these guys, when they're so full of themselves that they just forget. They forget to be smart, and their arrogance takes over. And he said, on I think it was Discovery Channel or maybe History Channel, a year later they did a short on it, and he said, pull it to the fire chief, which anybody who knows about New York City fire department knows that the higher you go, the more corrupt it is. He said, pull it. And lo and behold, later on the afternoon of September 11th, there it came down in an obvious controlled demolition. Why aren't we taking advantage of this? They had a march here in Washington, D.C. This past Saturday. I didn't bother going. I mean, I was there in November 15th, 1969. I'll never forget it. There were well over 500,000 people there. I was taking photographs. I was an editor for a yearbook for an institution of higher learning there in the Midwest. But I took the picture. I had some good stuff. But then you read the news and you hear the results. And what did Nixon do? He went back and watched his football games. Don't mean nothing. It don't mean nothing unless if we find a judge, an honest judge, a prosecutor, an honest DA, an honest federal marshal, and a real gutsy, honest county sheriff, something like that, and give them their task, go arrest Larry Silverstein, take him back to that location because this is a federal crime. There were federal offices there. And then if we want to march, then have your Million Man March in support of people who have laid their lives on the line. Right now it's all bullshit. It's meaningless, absolutely meaningless.
Well,
it's all nicey, makes people feel good, and it misdirects passion. What we need now is passion fired for effect.
Well, Bob, I have a comment on that, but I'd like to let Mark go ahead first, if you'd like to say something, Mark.
Yeah, the only thing that I would say is that, I mean, Bob, you sound like an older fella, meaning, you know, that you're at least, you know, you grew up in the Vietnam era. And, you know, America's not the same place that it was when you were, you know, younger. People today simply don't care. You know, American Free Press ran a cartoon in the back section a few weeks ago. And there was a newscaster sitting behind his desk, and a guy came running in. He said, quick, we have breaking news. There's another chopper down. And the newscaster says, we don't have time for that. Brittany just shaved her head.
well, Mark, though, where did all these people come last Saturday? Where did they come from? I know they were organized by the enemy. I know that it was all for camera angles and propagation of time for the, you know, program time for the networks. I know that, but they still came. They did that much.
Well, I don't.
We have that much going for us. And we don't really need that many. We only need four people right now: an honest judge, an honest prosecutor, an honest marshal, and maybe an honest ATF agent. I know that's asking a lot. But, you know, the problem I find is this whole, I don't know what to call it, movement is bereft of common sense. Let me give you an example. Steele, what's his name, Edwin Steele?
Edgar Steele, I think you're talking
Edgar
about.
Edgar Steele, yeah. He goes out on the Black Month, you know, the Martin Luther King Month, and he starts attacking blacks. Well, come on, give me a break. Okay, he makes a point, but he's talking to the, you know, he's talking to the choir. We know there's a lot of problems there. The problem that he's bringing up is he's just alienated some real good possible allies. And he was a guy that is, I think he says, that he has argued in front of the Supreme Court. Wouldn't it be nice to have somebody like that? But now he shot himself in the foot, maybe both feet. Now we can't use him.
Well, you know, I tell you, Bob, as far as this concept of, you know, if we had a good, honest prosecutor and a good, honest sheriff and a good, honest ATF man, et cetera, in this issue of, and looking specifically at this issue of Building 7, you know what I think would happen there if you did get some honest government, so to speak, in regard to that specific issue? You know how the media, again, it all comes back to the media. If there was some action brought against Larry Silverstein, if you could find reason to bring criminal action against him,
if
what would happen would be that he would simply be then hung out to dry as this
Absolutely.
Be hung out as this rich real estate operator who was taking advantage of a good situation.
Mike, absolutely. I totally agree. But you know what? Why did Washington cross the Trenton? The Delaware into Trenton. Why did he do it? You know what? He would have lost the entire Revolutionary War if that had gone wrong. So why did he do it? One reason. This is a rhetorical question, I'm sorry. One reason. He needed a victory. Doesn't matter if they hang him out to dry. Can you imagine? One victory. Even a holding action, even chasing this monster off to Israel, to that safe house they call Israel, even that much, that's a victory. Tell me about all your victories, Mike.
Well, that's it. We don't have many victories.
We don't have any. We need one. This is one. If you guys are not willing to put your balls on the line right now, if you're not willing to do that much, that in this instance, an easy one like this, we got the high ground on this one. If you can't win when you have the high ground on top of the enemy's weakest flank, the situation is hopeless. And if you pull your thumb out of this dike at that time, you're going to flood yourself more than the enemy. Remember, the enemy has the high ground if you do that. And
well,
we drown.
But let me ask you this. What is the victory with this one guy? This one guy saying... Going, would he go to jail? What would he go to jail
for? I don't care what. Just get them on their heels. This is round one, bud. This is round one. We have been in round 10, 11, 12 and getting knocked out because for 150 to 200 years, they've won every battle. Now we got them, and they know it. These people know it. They sent D.L. Abrahamson to John Stat Miller's site for that reason. I nailed him, too. But he couldn't do anything, and I got no support. I did get some reaction. A few people called in, but not enough. Don't matter. But the thing is, we got him on this one. We got the high ground on this one.
We're not willing
to fight.
Let me just add this. See, I would disagree. I don't think the Building 7 is...
Why not?
Because I think there's an even more important one, and it was the 200-plus Israeli spies that were sent back to Israel.
Well, yeah, but you can't show that like you can a controlled demolition of Building 7. Building 7 is an obvious controlled demolition. You can show
that,
people in America look at pictures. They look at pictures. It's obvious.
I understand that.
It's clear. Why are you avoiding a victory? This is my problem with you. I am starting to believe that Christopher Boleyn and Daryl Smith and Eric Helfschmidt are right. When I hear this kind of crap from you people, you do not want to win or you don't know how. You do not know how or you don't want to, and it pisses me off. I'm willing to put my balls on the line. I live here. I'm within 1,000 feet of a former mayor, of a former vice president of the United States. I rubbed shoulders with Paul Wolfowitz on June 17th last year. I could have killed him.
Well, did you?
I was that close. Why should I? Why should I when I got back up like you?
Well,
Let's go after the winning point.
Building 7 is the thing that's going to turn America around.
No,
that's what you
not
mean.
At all. No, I'm just looking to cross the Delaware. You guys don't even want to do that.
Well, why do you say that we don't want to do that?
Because you're not doing it. I did a study. Fortunately, I have the online version of AFP.
Okay.
And I did a study on how often World Trade Center 7 was mentioned.
Okay. Now, you did the online version of AFP, and you did a study of World Trade Center.
The reason the online version is useful is because in the PDF file, you can do searches. You can't do that, obviously, with the printed version.
Okay, well, what did you discover?
I discovered that leading up to the AFP conference last September, you would get a few more mentions, and then reporting on it, you would get a few mentions, and then it's not that people are doing this on purpose, Mike.
I honestly don't believe anyone's
doing this on purpose. I think you people have forgotten how to win. You have forgotten how to win. You don't understand military strategy.
Because Building 7 is the issue.
No, building 7 is the weakest flank of our enemy. And if,
well,
if we cannot defeat our enemy...
But, Bob, there are a lot of people out there who are spending a lot of time on the issue of 911 who think that Flight 93 is the weakest link.
That's the problem.
There are people who think that the demolition of the World Trade Center...
That's the obfuscation. Don't you understand?
Well, see, the thing is, those people are also saying that...
This is not a matter of opinion. This is a matter of common sense.
This is
my problem with you people.
Okay,
not a matter of opinion.
Well, it is a matter of opinion, and it's your opinion that Building 7 is the issue, but I'm telling you that there are people out there who believe that that Flight 93 is the issue, the demolition of the World Trade Center buildings. There's other people who say it's the Pentagon.
Or the spy scandal,
exactly. So, I guess what seems to me is that you are so hung up on the concept of Building 7 that if anybody doesn't absolutely 100% agree with you, then they're part of the problem. So that means that everybody who happens to disagree with you one way or the other, Bob, is part of the problem. Is that what you're saying?
Am I on?
Yes.
Oh, thank. I wasn't on for about the last 5 minutes. I guess I was ranting.
No, you were on for the last 5 minutes. I heard you very clearly.
I don't know about that because I just heard it kick back in. But in any case, the point is it's not a matter of opinion. Let me say two things. And the one element, everything else about 9/11 is important, but nothing is so clear as World Trade Center 7. Because American people, Mark is right. I'm not arguing with that, Mark. Mark is right. American people have been dumbed down. But what do they understand? They understand visualization. And when you show them World Trade Center 7, obviously, with no airliner hit it, with no blue screens behind it, and with nobody with this thumb up his butt, when you see that thing in an obvious controlled demolition, they'll take notice, particularly if Larry Silverstein is also in the clink someplace and we've got some people supporting those people that did it. Now, this is the high ground. We have the high ground on this. We're not going to have it forever. It's been there for over 4 years, and nobody wants to concentrate. That's one element of obfuscation. You direct people to the near misses, to the near thing. This one's a keeper. I used to call it the royal flush. This is an unbeatable hand to those who want to play it. There is nothing else that we have that's better. It honestly is the Battle of Trenton.
All right. Well, you've said that you implied earlier, Bob, that somehow you had been cut off here. What were you saying when you were cut off? I didn't hear you being cut off, Mark.
I said exactly pretty much what I said right there. I wanted to make the point that this visualization, and Mark is right about the people being dumbed down, but, I mean, if they're dumbed down to such a point, then what are we here for? Then it's over.
Sometimes the only way that you can get a victory is for the enemy to just devour himself. I mean, that does happen sometimes. After all, yeah, that's right. I mean,
That's what Larry Silverstein did when he said, pull it, on national TV. They did devour themselves. We're not taking advantage, are we?
Mark Glenn and I do?
Let me explain this. Mention it a little more often might help. But as I said, it may be a good idea. It may not be. I'm not a lawyer. But if we get an honest judge, an honest DA or prosecutor, an honest marshal, very important, and an honest county sheriff, you arrest the guy and you throw him in the clink. You indict him first, arrest him, throw him in the clink.
At the risk of sounding like I'm patronizing, Bob, I think that you should put this on the front burner and take care of it for us.
Oh, well, okay. And then RBN just takes off and does other things again, and AFP never mentions World Trade Center 7 again.
So you think AFP is trying to cover this up?
I think AFP does not know how to win.
Hey, Bob, I think that's what you think, but that's all right.
That's that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that AFP does not know how to win.
Well, then I guess
you
AFP
haven't won, have you?
AFP is going to drown with everybody else then.
I guess so. And I'll join the enemy. Because, buddy, I believe that survival is more important than anything. Goodbye.
Wow.
What can you say, folks? I mean, we gave him his time. I mean, Building 7 is where it's at. You've heard it. All right, ladies and gentlemen. I wonder if he's a member of the Church of Scientology. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper. We'll be back in a moment. Stay tuned.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest-to-operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper coming back to you with Mark Glenn. We spent a great deal of time there with Bob from D.C. talking mostly about how Mark Glenn and American Free Press and I are trying to cover up what really happened to Building 7 at the World Trade Center. I guess we are traitors. We are Zionist agents. I plead guilty. Well, I tell you what, we have another caller up here. I hope he doesn't want to talk about Building 7. That's Jeff calling from Vermont. Jeff, are you there?
Yeah. Hey, Mark. Hey. How you guys doing tonight?
Well, do you want to talk about Building 7?
No.
I want to know.
I don't have that much time. I just really want you guys to. I was at a website called Glit Atzmon. He's a great jazz musician from Britain. He's won a lot of awards. He's a I think he's a good Jewish guy, but he wrote an article on From Esther to AIPAC, and I just want to get your thoughts on it. I'll read a little bit of it. He says, the Jewish religion died 200 years ago. Now there's nothing that unifies the Jews around the world apart from the Holocaust. And he says, the Holocaust is far more than a historical narrative. It contains most of the essential religious elements. It has its priests, Simon Wiesenthal, Elie Wiesel, Deborah Lipsat, its prophets, Shimon Peres, Benjamin Netanyahu, and those who warn about the Iranian Jewish side to come. It has its commandments and dogmas, never again, 6 million. It has its rituals, memorial days, pilgrimages to Auschwitz, and establishes an esocentric symbol, Kapha, gas chambers, chimneys, blah, blah, blah. And this is the Holocaust religion is coherent enough to define a new Antichrist, the deniers, and it is powerful enough to persecute them as Holocaust denial laws. I think this guy is very intelligent and smart. He's definitely an anti-Zionist guy. He is Jewish, great jazz musician, and he looks at it in a way that we couldn't look at it because he is from Israel, and he's virulently against the state of Israel. And just the way he describes it, I think it's pretty fascinating.
Oh, I think he's a great writer. I'm familiar with his work. His last name is Atzmon, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's interesting that point he makes about the Holocaust. That the Holocaust is being used as a club, not only against non-Jews but against Jews as well. I've even seen some Jewish writers complaining that the Holocaust is replacing even traditional aspects of the Jewish religion as it's becoming a part of the religion itself, and it is, but it's become a political club. So. Yeah, he's a good writer. I recommend his stuff. He understands the big picture and doesn't allow himself to get carried away.
I don't know what you got. What is he saying, like the religion died 200 years ago? I didn't understand that concept. Maybe Mark might know more about that.
Well, I agree with everything Mike said about him as a writer, although I would disagree with this. A lot of times when you get fellows like this who grew up in a secular Jewish home, they do not understand the deeper points of the of the religion of Judaism. And so the fact that the Jews coming out of the ghettos, they started embracing a more secular outlook on life rather than this ghettoized backwards religious way is what he means, but I would disagree with him in his saying that it died, because it's very much alive and well.
Okay, well, Jeff, I'm sorry we had to hold you up to talk about Building 7. Mark, apologies to you as well. I didn't intend this to be the Building 7 hour. Thanks, Mark, for coming back aboard. Tomorrow night, this subject will be pursued further with our guest Tex Mars discussing the new book, Synagogue of Satan, another approach on the issue. We might even get into Building 7. All right, folks, thanks for tuning in. This is Michael Collins Piper reminding you to stay tuned to this network and to check out Headaches Stay Gone at headachesstaygone.com. Have a good evening, folks. All right, it's dinner time.
You got hit.